Hi. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about making a trainer-specific UDM. I'm actually going to take a well-known trainer, a guy who has a lot of starts each year, a guy named Steve Asmussen. And what I'm going to do is use the data window and the UDM wizard to create a UDM that captures one area of this guy's prep work that makes him playable. And the area I'm going to capture or focus on has to do with the fact that he is really good at getting a horse to fire as a repeat winner after a horse has already won a race. The first thing that I'm going to do after building a database is pull up the Quick Index File Extract tool and use it to get an extract that contains only those starters in it that were trained by Steve Asmussen. The Quick Index File Extract tool is launchable by clicking a button on the main module. Oddly enough, that button is labeled Quick Index File Extract Tool. There's also a button on the data window that launches the Quick Index File Extract Tool, and the button on the data window that does that is labeled QX. But in any event, no matter which of those two buttons you click, you get the Quick Index File Extract Tool. When it first comes up, there is a factors drop-down, the very top drop-down. And what you do to build an index is open up that drop-down. And in this case, I'm going to open up that drop-down and scroll down to a number 12 trainer name index. I'm going to click that, and I will be prompted for the trainer name. And I'm going to enter the last name of the trainer, followed by a space, followed by the first letter of the first name. In this case, Asmussen, space S, and then hit OK. So let's type that in, Asmussen space S, and hit OK. And I'm prompted with a little message box that says confirm trainer name. A trainer name index will be created using the trainer name, Asmussen space S. Is this correct? I'm going to click yes. And then I'm going to click the big go button that is labeled trainer name index all distances Asmussen space S, has my drive and default folder name on it. I'm going to click that, and I'm going to click on my PL profile database file for all of 2006. And when it is done, I am given a message that tells me it's done, and now I'll have that extract file that I can use in my data window. Now, when I use the All button in the data window, I click the All button and open up the extract file for Steve Asmussen and run it through the data window with the All button, I get the following results. I show 882 plays, 179 wins, that's a .2029 win percentage, and a flat bet ROI to $1 of .8054. That's a little bit stronger than the population of horses taken as a whole that you would get with the All button. So I know that just right off the bat that if I restricted my plays to only those that were trained by Steve Asmussen, that I would do better than just picking a horse at random. But a .80 ROI really isn't good enough. I've got to narrow that down considerably before I really have anything worth playing. And let's do that. I know from my own experience that Asmussen is much better on the dirt and much better in sprints than he is anywhere else. So what I'm going to do is click the UDM wizard button, and I'm going to create a new UDM. I'm going to give it a name of T for trainer, followed by a dash, and then spell out Asmussen. My surface is going to be D star or D wildcard character for dirt. My distance is going to be S for sprints. And then I'm going to hit the next button. And at this point, my template has been created, and I have a base UDM that will just give me all dirt sprints. What I want to do next is create a trainer name constraint, and on the modify screen I'm going to click the trainer name test box, and then I'm going to type in Asmussen space S as the trainer name and hit the save button. Now that I have that saved, I have a UDM that will require that the race be a dirt sprint and that the horse be trained by Steve Asmussen. I'm going to hit the reset button on the data window, and what that'll do, that'll cause the data window to go out and look at the profile tables and refresh the list of UDM names in the dropdown. And now I'm going to select my T Asmussen UDM, there it is, from the UDM dropdown, and I'm going to hit the UDM button, and I'm going to select my PL Trainer Asmussen database. Open it, hit the open button, querying database, please stand by, there it is. And I have my results already, and what it shows is for all of 2006, I have 500 plays, 109 wins, a 0.218 win percentage, and an ROI of 0.8881. So I was able to get 8 points higher in ROI just by restricting myself to his starters that ran in dirt sprints. Well, that's not quite good enough yet, but we're going to narrow that down. In the data window from the drop-down labeled Select a Factor, I'm going to open up that drop-down and select Finish Position Last Race, and I'm going to hit the UDM button again, and I'm going to select the PL Trainer Asmussen database, open it up, and rerun that, and this time it's going to be broken out by Finish Position Last Race. And I can see from my output that those horses that finished first in their last race, Asmussen actually has a 25% win rate. He had 89 starters, 23 of them won, and the really interesting thing to me is that those starters returned a 1.06 ROI. So toggling over to the UDM wizard, in the factors drop-down of the UDM wizard, I'm going to select a factor. I'm going to open up that drop-down and select Finish Position Last Start. I'm going to check the test box, enter 1 as my min val, enter 1 as my max val, and hit save. Ah, I love that sound. Changes saved. Click OK. Now I'm going to rerun my UDM back through the data window. Click the UDM button. Open up my PL Trainer Asmussen database. And when it runs, it shows 23 winners from 89 starts, a 0.2584 win percent, and a 1.0663 ROI. Well, that makes a pretty good starting point, but I'm going to improve on that just a little bit. What I'm going to do next is rerun that UDM through the data window, but this time I'm going to break it out by recent activity day's last start. So what I'm going to do is in the data window from the factors dropdown, I'm going to open up that dropdown and key in the letters RE and scroll to recent activity, day's last start, select that, hit my UDM button, and select my quick index file named PL Trainer Asmussen, open that up, let it run, and there are my results. And what I can see is the breakout by recent activity day's last start. I can see right away that those starters that are coming back quicker than 25 days, those show a really bad ROI, anywhere between 0.60 and 0.67. Those that come back 25 days or more show a positive ROI up through, let's see here, 59 days. So what I'm going to do next is go into the UDM wizard, select recent activity day's last start from the factors dropdown, click the test box, enter 25 as my min-val, and enter 59 as my max-val, and hit save. Now, what my UDM has, in addition to the earlier requirements, is the constraint that the horse must be returning to race again between 25 and 59 days of the most recent start. Let's rerun that through the data window by clicking the UDM button and opening up the PL Trainer Asmussen extract file. And let's see what our results are. Now we have 12 winners from 39 starts and a 1.65 ROI. The other interesting thing is that this UDM is profitable in the win column, the place column, and the show column. So at this point, I have a pretty good read on starters that Asmussen has trained that are coming back to win a subsequent race. And with a little bit of research in JCAPR, it's that easy to create a good UDM. In my next podcast, I'll talk a little bit about creating a negative expectation UDM.